Hey guys, the three of us, Jay, Mike, and Mark, have just seen the movie Chronicle premiere today.
Actually, G watched it with us but decided to just take off.
Yeah,
he ran away.
He had very little to say about it.
Didn't want to be in this little pod, but overall, give you a background, the trailer will be on the site. The trailer shows three friends. They obtain some sort of powers, it seems like, and it's kind of like a cinematography is kind of on a what was the movie again?
It's like a shaky cam,
Blair Witch Project type.
Yeah,
it's like a self-made documentary.
Yeah, Cloverfield kind of stuff.
But I know you said shaky cam, but I noticed like at a certain point in the movie they literally just stopped having shaky cam, which was a good thing.
Yeah, there was one part. You guys obviously know that they get the power, so one of the guys starts controlling the camera, and it's kind of like instant Steadicam.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, bring the crew in, we're going to start filming, and we're going to start using rigs and stuff.
Which is,
I was happy about that.
Yeah, I was happy about that, too. So you guys
One thing I didn't like about Cloverfield was it was constant shaky
cam. Too much shaky stuff.
Well, that and, like, how long does that camera fucking last for in Cloverfield? And also,
yeah, that's
like.
True.
Jesus Christ. Close
yeah, this actually
lasted too long.
This actually has cuts. It's like a progression of days and stuff like that.
Yeah, this was like hastily edited by someone.
So,
yeah.
Overall, without giving too much of a spoiler, let's discuss what we actually think about the movie.
Okay, so the trailer pretty much shows you that one of the guys kind of goes crazy and becomes the inherent, I guess, like...
Villain,
archetype. I guess. So kind of, you're kind of waiting there for the whole movie, like...
Yeah, you're waiting for, like, the trigger that happens, like, makes one of them snap, yeah. Or... And this isn't really much of a spoiler. You'll realize, like, I don't know, you should realize pretty early on which one of them is going to be the one snapping.
15 minutes in, you'll be like, all right.
But it's just, like... At that point, I actually kind of like that because it's like a suspense thing. You're like wondering, okay, when is this what's going to make them snap? Is this what's going to make them snap?
Yeah, a few points where they're like, oh, shit, oh, this is going to be bad, this is going to be bad. And then it didn't happen, but it could have been a lot worse for what it was. But.
It was sort of like... I don't know how to explain it. Like, sort of like, there was a tension to the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely
overall,
tension.
Overall, the character development of all three friends is actually, I think, well done.
Yeah, I actually
very,
liked...
Very, well done. They brought in elements that definitely add to the character and things and choices that the characters had to make, either going one way or the other.
There was also that, like, high school connection. A lot of the, they're all in high school, so there's always, like, you know, there's the one guy who's, like, the popular one, the one that's kind of in the middle, and the one who's, like, the loser. So, like, that's...
Yeah, basically, like, you had the loner,
yeah.
The loser, and the jock.
So pretty much people can relate. That's where they were going with,
yeah.
Like, that's kind of the theme of the whole superhero stuff.
The loser character, if you will, it becomes, I don't know, I don't want to give it away, so it's just...
Yeah, I knew some people who could have been the loser character.
That's true.
I know some people who would go batshit crazy like that, but anyways...
It's one of those, this is one of those things, like, certain characters in this movie, you're thinking, okay, is he going to go the Spider-Man route where he, like, you know, he gets power, but he realizes he needs to be responsible for it, or is he just going to go the, like, oh, I'm going to go crazy route, and you're like, oh, yeah, crazy route.
Yeah, yeah.
No, overall, I think out of 10...
Wait, you gonna give it a score right now?
We'll give it a score
of 10.
I say for movies we give it like a
10
out of 5.
Ten being like top notch.
I would give it an out of 5 rating because it's easier for me because I hate numbers.
No, we'll do 10.
Right.
10. More numbers.
I would just give
this
it out of 5 and
democracy.
Then I'll multiply it by 2.
Exactly.
There you go.
So first review, I think I'm gonna give this movie probably 7.5. I enjoyed it. I liked the way the story went.
We're using halves,
yeah. So 7.5 for all people counting. I liked the way the story continued. I liked the way it went. I liked the way it progressed. I think it'd be a great origin story
for maybe if
they do a next movie and that kind of thing.
I honestly don't see them making another movie, though, because I'm not sure where they would bring it. But, like, it is a very good origin story.
Yeah, it could branch into a
like, if you were to say this is part of, like, the DC universe of like TV, of like movie universe, or this is part of the Marvel TV universe.
You can go very comic-y, but...
Yeah, it definitely can.
Like, I would honestly love to read, like, a comic book story based on this.
Yeah. And they tried to keep it as much as it's not real because of the hero, because, like, the power stuff, but they actually tried to keep it real. It's very gritty,
yes.
Which is what I liked about it.
Yeah.
A lot of the actions that were done, it wasn't, like, you know, it was flat out in your face.
I think the effects of the troublesome teenagers and struggles through high school kind of give that element that it's
so
somewhat realistic.
Yeah, I like that.
Also, I like people dressed as firefighters throwing shit.
All right, don't give too much away.
Jay, let's. What's your number?
My number? Okay, I'm gonna like. I don't know. I would give it an 8 only because I would say I would give this a 4 out of 5 stars and just multiply it by 2.
So 8.
All right.
I think this is a very good movie. I don't think it's the best movie in the world. Probably one of the better movies I've seen this year. Mm-hmm. Though I've seen some pretty good movies this year. Like I don't know. Like you said, I like the way the story progressed. I liked how there was tension. You were sort of waiting for that catalyst to happen that would like make very things go so. Go the complete 180 with the specific character. And I kind of like the way it concluded. Like you... It's one of those things, like, you know, like, it's got to conclude one way or the other. I like the way it concluded. Mm-hmm. I think it was a satisfying conclusion. So, I would give it a solid 8 out of 10.
Mark?
I'm a bit of a special effects junkie, and I think the special effects are actually,
yeah, actually
were very they were really good.
Very well done.
For a movie that's basically just a bunch of different camera shots, yeah. Though, like...
The action was pretty tough sometimes, because mm-hmm. it kept switching angles really quickly, but, like... And it went by
Certain points they're showing security cam footage. Is it just like, whose chronicle is this at what point? Did someone just find this? Or did his friend go and take all the... I think it's just an effect that they used to tell
they were
the story.
Just banking on the idea of this.
It's always being filmed by something,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every angle is filmed by another camera. Mark, score.
My score, I would agree with Jay on an 8. 8?
Eight.
Yeah.
All right, so that gives us a 7.7 out of 10.
Jesus, it's...
7.7 out of 10. Really quickly, what didn't you like? So we had that whole camera thing. What else didn't we like about the movie? I thought the acting was pretty good. It was
decent.
There was some parts with the father that I thought was kind of stupid. I'm not giving away whose father or whatever, but I thought his acting could have been a little bit better. The characters are pretty good. The one loser character was definitely really... He annoyed you. He was really bitchy a lot of the time.
But that was the point, I thought.
Yeah,
point.
I think, but I don't know.
He was just struggling.
It kind of got to you. It's kind of annoying. But that's pretty much anything else you guys didn't like about the movie? It was really dark, but I think that was the point.
I think what I didn't like, how, I don't know, they seemed to bring up certain plot points that they kind of just threw away. Like, yeah. I guess, like, one of the characters in their, like, potential love interest. And also, pretty much, like... Well, that was pretty much the main throwaway thing, mm-hmm. I think. But, like, I see why it was there. I just don't see... Like, it's like they tried to give him motivation as to why he turned out the way he does in the end. But I don't... It seemed like almost that they threw it away too early, or they didn't show enough of it.
They didn't show enough of it, yeah. The one character's development wasn't done enough. I guess he developed through the other characters.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think that's...
Do you got any closing thoughts there, Mark?
Not really. No, you guys pretty much hit a... Bang on.
All right, so there you go. So that's audio review number one. Look forward to more. Jay, where's the hot dog?
I ate it.
No.
Oh, it was in my pocket, yeah.
He walked in the theater, I'm like, Jay, where's your hot dog? He's like, it's in my pocket.
I didn't have anywhere else to put it. It's fine.
Is that a hot dog? You have to see me.